bless you. You're listening to the Gospel Truth Broadcast with your host, Evangelist May. And we thank you for tuning in on tonight. And at this time, let us gather our thoughts and our minds, bring our minds in as we go into a word of prayer led by Pastor Sheila Hameen.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for mercy, O God. We thank you for grace. We come before you, Lord, and we humble ourselves, asking you to look down on us with compassion. Oh, my God, we ask that you will search our heart. Lord God, everything that is not right, everything that you're not pleased with, please, oh God, remove it right now. Forgive us, Lord Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Blot out our transgressions. Wash away our iniquity in the name of
in
Jesus.
The name of Jesus.
Purge us on the inside, Lord, and wash us on the outside. Create in us a clean heart, oh God, and renew a right spirit within us. In the name of Jesus.
Yes,
cover
Lord.
Cover us under your blood. We are calling on you tonight, Lord.
Yes,
asking
Lord.
Asking you to stop by for just a little while.
Yes,
we
Lord.
Need
please.
Strength, Lord, and we need power. Yes, we need you to work out our situations.
Yes,
we
Lord.
Need you, Lord, to hear
Thank
our
you.
Prayer, God, and attend to our needs, Lord Jesus. So you know best what we stand in need of.
Yes,
and, Lord,
Lord,
whatever your will is, help us to accept your will. In the name of Jesus, we pray, God, that you will save dying souls everywhere.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Oh, God, move all around the world.
Bring
the hearts of those who are hard-hearted. Prick
yes,
their
Lord.
Hearts and break up their hearts. In
yes,
the name
Lord.
Of Jesus.
In the name of
we
Jesus.
We know you are able, my God. We are asking you, Lord, to take out the stony heart and
yes.
put in a take heart of flesh. Oh, blessed Savior, we know that you are the Savior of the world, and we're asking you, Lord, to please make yourself known to the lost souls of men, those, oh God, who don't know you, those who are strung out far from you, Lord, asking
yes,
you
Lord.
To reconcile them, Jesus.
Yes,
reunite
Lord.
Them with you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Bring
yes,
them
Lord.
On home right now, God. We know you have the power, and you can do everything. Oh, Lord God, we ask that you will send your word tonight. Lord God, let your word have free course.
Please.
Let your word reach out to every listener
yes, Lord.
And bless our souls in the name of Jesus. We're asking you, Lord, to send your word and your anointing. Destroy the yoke of bondage right now, God. Destroy every evil force trying to hinder. We know you are able, Lord.
You're able
right now. We're taking you at your word, God. We are looking unto you and we're depending on you, Lord. We're praying for help and for healing. We're praying, God, that you will remember those who are sick tonight. Touch their bodies. And raise them up, Lord.
Lord
remember those who are incarcerated. Have mercy upon their souls. Save to the utmost in the name of Jesus. Only you can do it. And Lord, we ask you to continue to bless the Gospel Truth broadcast. Bless abundantly, Lord. Let this broadcast be a blessing to everyone who tunes in and listens to the broadcast. We believe it right now, Lord, and we thank you. We bless your holy name.
Yes,
we praise you, Lord, and we magnify
you.
Oh, God, and we believe that we have the petitions we requested in this prayer. And
yes,
we give you the glory, the honor, and all the praise. We thank you right now.
Yes,
oh, Lord, we ask that you'll accept our prayer. We ask it all in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise God.
Amen. At time, we're going to be reading from the 150th number of Psalms. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and harp. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Praise him with the string instruments and organs. Praise him upon the loud sounding cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord.
Praise the Lord. We will now have our announcements coming through Evangelist Khadija Hameen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you all for tuning into the Gospel Truth broadcast with your host, Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. You may tune in every Tuesday and Sunday evening at 7 o'clock p.m. The dial-in number is 701-802-5175. Code is 584-7681, pound sign. You may also listen online at blogtalkradio.com/Grace Radio 5, and 5 is the full word. We also want to acknowledge Evangelist Sheila Hameen, who hosts the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show with her co-host Evangelist Maybelle Edmond on Friday nights at 7 o'clock p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 3:30 p.m. The dial-in number is 319-527-6763. You can also tune in online at www.blogtalkradio.com/mykingsservice. Title, one school, and one is O-N-E. And the souls on the prayer list that we want to continue to pray for are Esther Holloway, Donald Holloway, Bill Bradley, who is dealing with cancer, and we want to pray for his unsaved family members, Andrew Gale, who is battling COVID, Mika Ray, who is battling COVID during Camden, Benitra Blackshear, that the Lord would save her, India West, Larry Denson, Ava Brown Feliciano, who is missing, Sister Adele, who was struck by a car, Mary Anderson, Samuel Anderson, Sister Cheryl Edmond, Jada McBride, Margie Paldo, Charles Morris, and Shirley Donaldson. Amen. And those are the announcements that I have at this time. I'm going to sing this song.
Once my soul was astray from the heavenly way, I was wretched and as vile as could be. But my Savior in love gave me peace from above when he reached down his hand for me. When the Savior reached down for me, he had to reach way down for me. I was lost and undone without God or his son. When he reached down his hand for me, now my heart does rejoice when I hear his sweet voice in the tempest to him I plead. There to lean on his arms, they secure from alarm when he reached down his hand for me. When the Savior reached down for me, reach way down for me. I was lost and undone without God or his son. When he reached down his hand for me, when he reached down his hand for me.
Amen. Praise the Lord. At this time, we're going to turn the broadcast over into the hands of Evangelist Cynthia, that she may have words of encouragement.
Praise God. We thank God for the beautiful scripture reading. Let us know to make a joyful noise.
Amen.
At everything that has breath. Praise the Lord. And God knows I still like praising him.
Praise him.
I wrote a song that I got to praise and I got to get it out.
Yes.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your name, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
oh,
Jesus.
Oh, my God, I thank you, Jesus. Amen. This is time to praise the Lord.
Yes,
amen.
Lord.
Amen. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise
yes.
him for his excellent greatness. Praise him for all his mercy towards us.
Yes,
amen.
Lord.
Ain't no harm in praising God. Amen. Word of God said, enter into his courts with thanksgiving. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving. And into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him. And bless his name. Amen. We ought to bless the Lord tonight. I just thank God for that beautiful song that was sang. Amen. Thank God for all things.
Yes.
And I want to encourage you out in radio land that are listening. Amen. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. And
yes.
if you don't have a grip, you ought to reach out and get a grip tonight. As
yes.
the word of God come forth, you ought to reach out your hand and grab hold to the word of God. Open up
yes.
your heart and accept the word of God. Amen. And watch God do it for you tonight. Amen. Watch him do it for you. Amen. I just thank God for all things. I want to encourage you, the people of God, to lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The
yes.
Lord, strong and mighty in battle.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. He is the King of glory.
Yes, he
and
is.
And he will come in.
Yes.
I want you to hear the word of God tonight. Accept the word of God. Take it in. Apply it unto you. Amen. And like was stated the other nights on the broadcast, amen, forget about what's going on around you and concentrate and focus on the word of God. Amen. And let it penetrate the heart. As we present to you our speaker tonight, Evangelist Mae Etman. Amen. We're praying that God will have his way.
Glory to God. Praise the Lord. I tell you, my soul is stirred up in the Lord. Somebody read the scripture and said, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. You know, sometimes being the saints of God, we got to get revved up to fight against the devil because he come to steal, kill, and destroy. He don't want nothing to do with God. He don't want us to praise God. He don't want us to tell of his goodness. He doesn't want us to lift up the name of Jesus. But we got to get revved up. Glory to God. We
yes.
got to praise God. I thank the Lord. Thank him for this opportunity. Thank him for this chance to project the word of God. I thank him. Glory to God. I thank the Lord for the scripture reading, for the songs and the exhortations that have already come forth. I'm reminded I was speaking to a person and I asked them, well, if they're associated with the football. And I asked them, I said, what do you do to get revved up before the game? One of them said, they put on some kind of song, but I want to tell you right now, in order to get revved up for Jesus, glory to God, you got to have something down on the inside, the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of God moving, glory to God, and then you can go forth in God. You can praise God. You can tell of his goodness. You can worship him in spirit and in truth because God, he's got the power. Glory to God. And he told us, he said, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and over scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Glory to God. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. And I believe God. I believe his word tonight.
Amen.
How about you? Glory to God. We're not going to prolong the time. And I don't believe I'm going to be before you that long, but we're going to go to the word of God in the book of St. Luke, the 7th chapter. That's St. Luke, the 7th chapter, verse 1. Now when he had ended all his sayings in the audience of the people, he entered into Capernaum. And a certain centurion servant who was dear unto him was sick and ready to die. And when he heard of Jesus, he sent unto him the elders of the Jews, beseeching him that he would come and heal his servant. My title tonight is to Jesus. Give it to Jesus. And my theme is, he can work it out. Jesus can work this situation out. No matter what it is, Jesus, he can do it. If we just turn it over to him, if we just give it to Jesus and let him fix it, surely he will work it out. He'll work it out in our favor. Glory to God. I believe this was the centurion, and he had a servant, praise the Lord, who was dear unto him, but he was sick, and he was ready to die. He heard that Jesus, he heard of Jesus. So what he did was he sent unto Jesus. He got the elders together and some of the Jews, and he sent them to Jesus, beseeching him that he would come and heal his servant. And when they came to Jesus, they besought him instantly, saying that he was worthy for whom he should do this. For he loved our nation, and he had built us a synagogue. Then Jesus went with them, and when he was now not far from the house, the centurion sent friends to him, saying unto him, Lord, trouble not thyself, for I am not worthy that thou shouldest enter under my roof. Wherefore, neither thought I myself worthy to come unto thee, but say in a word, and my servant shall be healed. For I also am a man set under authority, having under me soldiers, and I say unto one, go, and he goeth, to another, come, and he cometh, and to my servant, do this, and he doeth it. When Jesus heard these things, he marveled at him and turned him about and said unto the people that followed him, I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. And they that were sent returning to the house found the servant whole that had been sick. They went back to the house at the word of Jesus, power in the word of God. Jesus had that power that he was just able to speak the word, and that centurion servant was killed right on the spot. Now, the Bible says in the 9th verse, I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. And they that were sent returning to the house found the servant whole that had been sick. Jesus, glory to God. I believe the centurion, he had faith. He believed God.
Yes, he did.
You know, when you believe God, you will take your word, Lord, whatever your situation is, you will take it and give it to Jesus, because you know that he can heal. You know that he has all the power to deliver, to save, whatever it is. Glory to God. Whatever it is, it could be healing for your body. Well, Jesus can heal your body if we will just take him at his word and give it to Jesus. But many times, instead of giving it to the Lord, we will go to the doctors. We'll tell it to the doctor, give it to him. Glory to God. And many times, he'll come back with bad news, saying, I can't do anything for you. There's nothing more that I can do for you. Lord, have mercy. And sometimes to our loved ones, and we'll tell our loved ones, but our loved ones can't even get a prayer through. Take it to your friends, and your friends will turn it all around, upside down, and mess it all up. Glory to God. And when they get finished, you are still in the same shape, but even worse. Sometimes we'll go to friends and confidants, Lord, but we need to take it and give it to Jesus, because Jesus, he's got the power to deliver. If we just turn it over to Jesus, Lord, he can work it out. Jesus, he's got that power. He's got the power to deliver. He's got the power to save. He's got the power to fix every situation going on in your life. I think about this woman who had a son, and he was her only son. Glory to God. And he had died, and he went on. Lord, have mercy, the woman went on. Had the son lying on a bier, and a bier is a stand that holds a dead corpse. And they had his body, and they were going through the city, and it was a crowd with her. The Bible speaks in 11th verse, and it came to pass the day after that he went into a city called Nain, and many of his disciples went with him, and much people. Now when he came nigh to the gate of the city, behold, there was a dead man carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow. The Lord saw, when he saw her, he had compassion. In other words, he had mercy and pity on her, and said unto her, weep not. And he came and touched the bier. Now he didn't touch the body. He touched the bier, the stand which the body was laying on. And they that bare him stood still. And he said, young man, I say unto thee, arise. Oh my God. Okay. went forth throughout all of Judea and throughout all the region round about. And the disciples of John sued him of all these things. The dead man had to get up at the words of Jesus. There is power in the word. There's power. Jesus, through that word of God, Jesus had the power to raise the dead, to heal the sick, to save the unsaved. He opened the blinded eyes. Glory to God.
Yes.
Why? Why can't we take our situation to the Lord? Why don't we go to him first? Many times we'll take it and we'll go somewhere else with it. But God, God, he's got the power to deliver. We need to take it to the Lord and give it to Jesus. Glory to God. I thought about Samuel and Jonathan, how he got some young men together that bear his armor. Glory to God. Jonathan was the son of Saul, and he got a young man to bear his armor. And they came and they let them down over unto the garrison of the uncircumcised. And it said, it may be that the Lord will work for us. Glory to God. Jonathan believed that the Lord will work for him. Hallelujah. And the Lord worked it out. And that's the kind of God we serve. He will work it out if we just give it over to him, if we just trust in him, if we believe on him. As the scripture has said, glory to God, he will bring it to pass. We don't have to worry. We don't have to fret. We don't have to doubt, because God, the God I serve, he can do everything. Give it to the Lord. Take your burden to the Lord. The Bible said, casting all your care upon him, for he careth. He careth for you. God cares. He cares about your situation. He cares about what you're going through. He's concerned about you. Glory to God. Man might not be concerned about you. Ones may not be concerned. But God is concerned about you. He wants you to be healed. He wants you to be delivered. He wants you to be saved. You can take it to Jesus. Give it to Jesus and let him work it out, because he can do it. And when he does it, everything will be all right. Glory to God. Let's go to the book of Peter, 1 Peter 5, 7 through 11. The Bible says, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. Casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, that's who our adversary is, the devil, not one another, is the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. He's lurking and looking, trying to find somebody that he can devour. It's just like a lion in the wilderness, in the beast of the field. He's the God, and he lurks about seeking his prey. And that's the way the devil is. He's seeking whom he may devour. He wants the people of God to be devoured. But God said in the word, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. but the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. To him, to God, be the glory forever and ever. I thank God for the word of God. His word is true. And going over to the 55th number of Psalm and the 22nd verse, the Bible says, cast thy burden. That burden that you're carrying, you can cast it upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. Glory to God. We just trust in the Lord. Look to the Lord, the God of our salvation. He will take us through whatever sickness, whatever ailment, whatever problem that has arisen in our life. He's able to take us through. He can work it out. Give it to Jesus and let him work it out. If you need healing, give it to Jesus. If you need deliverance, give it to Jesus. Hallelujah. Maybe you need a job. Give it to Jesus. Maybe you need some finances. You don't have money to pay your bills. You don't have money to get the things, the necessities of life. You can give it to Jesus. Let him work it out. He'll make a way out of no way. He'll open up a door that may be closed. If you need a lawyer, he'll be a lawyer in the courtroom. If you need a doctor, he'll be a doctor in the hospital room. Hallelujah. Those who are suffering right now with COVID, those dying right now, if they could just give it to Jesus, turn it over to the Lord, cast that burden upon the Lord, trust in God and believe in the word and taking God by faith, God can deliver. Hallelujah. He can work it out, but you got to give it to Jesus. Just give it to the Lord. He can work it out. Glory to God. I believe God can say, I believe him for my situation. I believe him for the saving of the soul. I believe him for the saving of those who are listed on the prayer list. I believe him for the healing of those same souls that need healing. God can do it. I urge you to give it to Jesus. I urge you to let him work it out. When he work it out, it will be well. Glory to God. Jesus, I stood up at the Shunammite woman who had a son, and the son died, and she began to instruct her servant to ride, hallelujah,
yes,
to go to the man of God, hallelujah, and she rode, hallelujah, and told that servant, slack not your riding, except I bid you, don't stop at the wayside, don't stop for your neighbor, don't stop for your friend, but drive and go forward. Glory to God. And the man of God, he came, hallelujah, the son was lying in his bed, and he began to do, I call it mouth-to-mouth resuscitation, but hallelujah, the Bible says that he lay on top of the child, glory to God, his face to the child's face, eyes to the child's eyes, hallelujah, and the Lord, I said the Lord moved in a mighty way. Breath came back into that child's body, and that child got up. That's the kind of God we serve. He can do everything. Whatever we need him to do, he can do it. But we got to give it over to God. Give it over to Jesus and let him, I say, let him work it out for you. Whatever the situation is, you don't have to tell me, but God already knows. He sees what's going on. He knows the burden that you carry. He knows how you feel about the situation. He knows. God knows. He will work it out. If you just take him at his word, we can pray unto the Lord. And the Bible said, if he asks anything in my name, he said, I will do it. Glory to God. Whatever problem, whatever situation that's going on in our lives, we can pray and tell God about it and ask God, and he will give it to us. He said in his word, I will do it. He didn't say my mother, my brother, sister. He said, I will do it. And I've taken at his word. I believe him tonight. I know he will do what he said he will do. I'm a witness that he will do it. I'm a witness that God can get the work done, that God can do it tonight. If you just only take him at his word, if you want to be saved, God can do it. He can change that heart. You might say, oh, well, I got this bad habit, and I can't seem to get rid of it. Give it to Jesus. Take it, Lord. He can work it out. Glory to God. He can fix that situation that's going on in your life. Hallelujah. He can take you off of the liquor bottle. He can take you off of the cigarette. God.
He can do it.
I said, God, he can do it. He's standing by. He's waiting on you. All you have to do is go to Jesus and give it to him. And let the Lord know you don't want it no more. You don't want that liquor bottle. You don't want them drugs. You don't want those cigarettes anymore. Hallelujah. The Lord will touch your heart and break a bad heart. You will begin to cry unto the Lord. And the Lord, he'll stop by and touch your soul. He'll touch you. Hallelujah. You'll know that something has happened unto me that I cannot explain. Hallelujah. You'll know that it must be Jesus. Praise his holy name. Now, don't let the devil fool you. God's got everything that you need, whatever it is. God, he can supply. Just take it to the Lord. Give it to him. Cast that burden on the Lord, that burden that you keep continuing to carry. Cast it on the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He'll keep you. He'll fix the situation. If you only give it to Jesus, glory to God. There may be someone out there who wants to give it to Jesus. You're tired of carrying that old heavy load. You're tired of going the way you've been going. Glory to God. Don't matter what your loved ones, your friends, and your family say, accept Jesus as your Savior. Glory to God. Sometimes they'll say, oh, they do this, they do that. But don't worry about what people are saying. Hear the word of God, because God's word is right, and that's what's going to save you, not the words of your unbelief. Lord, touch your soul. And he began to change your mind. Glory to God, the devil gets mad. He starts saying all kinds of things. Start talking. Lord, but I tell you, let him go ahead on. If you have to part from him, go ahead on and part from him. Turn to the Lord and let Jesus work it out for you, because he will do it. He will do a great work in you, and everyone will know that a change has taken place in your life, even your family members. They're the main ones that will see the change in your life when God stops by and take control and forgive your sins. We got to have our sins forgiven. We cannot make it in with our sins unforgiven. We got to repent of our sins and ask God to forgive us. And he's a just God. He's willing and able to forgive you. Tonight, if someone out there who has heard the word of God and you want to change the way you're living, you're tired of going that way. You're tired of doing those things. You're tired of sinning against God. You want to make a change. Well, all you have to do right now is repent of your sins. Let the Lord know that you are sorry that you sinned against him and you don't want to sin anymore. You don't want to do what's wrong anymore. You just want to do what's right because you don't want your soul to be lost. You believe God right where you are in your home. Hallelujah, on your job, in your living room, in your bedroom, wherever you are. Glory to God, you can accept Christ tonight. Glory, hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. You can receive him tonight if you just believe right now. God can forgive you of your sins as we turn our hearts and minds toward prayer. The prayer for salvation. The door to salvation is still open. You can come to Jesus while he is calling. Hallelujah. He's calling you to repent. He wants you to be saved. Give your life to Jesus. Tomorrow is not promised. We may be here now, but tomorrow we may be gone, and it may be too late. But now, the day that you hear my voice, your heart, as in the day of provocation, hallelujah, hear the voice of the Lord, hallelujah, give it to Jesus, give your life, your mind, your body, your soul, your heart. Yes. Give your all. Oh, hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Give your all to the Lord. Say, Lord, I give you all of me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I don't want to sin no more. I don't want to do anything wrong. Hallelujah. Ask the Lord to forgive you. Say, Lord, I repent of my sins. Lord, I'm sorry that I sinned against you. Lord, save me. Lord, forgive me. Lord, I want to do what's right. God, he will come and he will help you. Thank you, Jesus. Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus, thanking you for your word, thanking you, Lord. Pray that you look upon the souls of men, that you will have mercy, Lord, to those who are listening to the word of God. We pray that you touch them right now. Those who want to make a change, touch them right now, Lord. Touch their hearts, oh Lord. Help them to be sorrowful, Lord, that they Lord, shall be saved. Somebody want to be saved. Somebody want to be changed. They're tired of living the way they've been living. Hallelujah. Have mercy right now, Lord. Have compassion on the souls, Lord. Touch Jesus. Call on you. Help of Jesus to pray, Lord, while they have a chance. Lord, forgive their sins. Blot out of their transgressions. Have mercy, Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we know you're able. We know you're able, Lord. Work a miracle in somebody's life. Somebody needs healing. Somebody want to be healed of cancer. Somebody want to be healed of the stomach condition. Somebody want to be healed. Oh, my God. Have mercy, Jesus. Have mercy, Lord. Jesus. We are calling on you, Lord. Calling on you, Lord. To help, Lord. Help, Jesus. Help the souls of men. Jesus. Take control right now, Lord. Right now, Lord. Help somebody to give up the world and the worldly ways. Jesus, to seek you, Lord. Teach them, Lord, the way of the Lord. Help them to come unto you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Bless right now, Lord. We know you're able, oh Lord. We take you at your word. We believe you, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, continue to have the way, O Lord. Every soul that's listening to this broadcast, O Lord, we pray that you touch them, O Lord. Have mercy, Jesus. Grant the petitions. You know all about it, O Lord. You're able, and we believe you, O Lord. We give it to you, Lord. We give it to you, Lord, so you can work it out. We can't do it, but you can do it, Lord. And now, Lord, we thank you right now, Lord. We thank you in faith. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, my God, you know every soul, Lord.
able to change them, oh Lord. You're able to take away that habit, oh Lord. You're able, Lord. Yes, Jesus. Oh my God. Have mercy on him, oh Lord. Save him to the uttermost. Lord Jesus, I pray, Jesus, that you look on Margie Paldo. Have mercy on him, Lord. Touch your body, Jesus. Heal, Lord. Save him, Jesus. Fill him with the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, look on Muhammad. Have mercy on him, Lord. Have mercy, Jesus. Have mercy, Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I know you're able. You know his situation. Deliver his soul, oh Lord. Oh, my God, move, Lord. By your spirit, take full control, Lord. Look on Charles Morris. Touch his body right now, Lord. Heal his body. Let the doctor find out what the situation is. Heal and deliver. Save, Lord. Save his soul. Look on Samuel Anderson. Touch him, Lord. Heal his body. Oh, my God. Get him back to the end. His limbs. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Heal him, Jesus. Save him, Lord. Before it's too late, Lord. You know all about it. Think on his wife, Lord. Touch her mind, oh Lord. Release her mind, oh Lord. Help her, Jesus. Jesus, have mercy, Jesus. Be merciful unto her, oh Lord. We know you can do it, oh Lord. Help her, Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Oh my God. Look on Sister Isaiah, oh Lord. Touch her body, oh Lord. Move the pain, oh Lord. Mend the broken bones. Oh yes, Lord. Oh yes, Lord. Help her, Lord Jesus. Help her to come out of sin. Save her, Jesus. Help her to give her life to you, oh Lord. Have mercy on her, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Pray that you look on India West. Touch her body. Touch her mind, her soul. Help her to give her life to you. Help her to live for you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Pray that you look on Patria Blackshear. Touch her right now, Lord. You know her need, Lord. Bring her out of sin. Change her mind. Help her to do that which is right and pleasing to sight. Help her, Jesus. Pray that you look on Mika, on her and her husband. Touch them right now. Heal their bodies. Heal them. Yes, Lord Jesus. Heal them from the COVID. You're able, Jesus. Have mercy on them, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I know you can do it, oh Lord. You got the power. Oh, my God. Look on our take family members. Save them today, Lord. We know you're able, Jesus. Break up the stony heart. Help them, Lord. Just seek your face and call on your name. Look on Donald and Esther Holloway. We know you're able. You know their condition, their situation. You know all about them. Oh, my God, have mercy on them. Heal their bodies. Oh, Lord, fix it for them. Oh, Lord, we know you're able. We believe you. We take you at your word. And all those unsaved family members, we pray that you will save them, oh, Lord. Help them to come to themselves and realize that they need to be saved and that they need you. Help them not to wait until it's too late, but help them, Lord, to run for you, to run for their lives, calling on the name of Jesus. Oh, my God. And all others who are desiring prayer, we pray that you touch right now, that you will have mercy, oh, Lord, and that you will save to the uttermost. And we pray that you'll go throughout the world, that you will save such as should be saved. Heal. you look upon all of the bereaved souls. Have mercy on them, O Lord. Give them strength, O Lord. Help them to accept reality, O Lord. In the name of Jesus, we know you're able. We know you're a miracle worker. But help us, O Lord. In the name of Jesus, help them, Lord, to be saved, to seek your face, to call upon your name. There's power in your name. And dear Lord, we thank you for this broadcast, for every listener, for everyone that is on the broadcast. We pray that you touch one by one, name by name, that you will strengthen and keep them and help them to go through. In the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we thank you. We thank you. Amen. Glory to God. Thank God for the word of God and prayer.
Amen.
This time, this part of the service is turned over to Evangelist Hameen.
Amen. Praise God. Thank God for that powerful, anointed message coming tonight, saying, give it to Jesus. He can work it out. If you will only give it to him. And she preached under the anointing of God. And I hope that you were listening carefully. I hope that you heard everything that was said and accepted it in your heart. Because I know that God, he was speaking through that message tonight. Praise the Lord. And I tell you, when she started talking about how Jesus began to see this mother who had lost her only son, and how he began to touch the bier that the son was on, and the people carrying it, Jesus brought this man back to life. And I thought about the song, what a friend we have in Jesus. She found out that she had a friend in Jesus. And his compassion was so great that he raised her only son and returned him back to her alive. And I tell you, God is just a mighty God. The centurion soldier, this one that sent to Jesus, he had this man that was sick, and he was dear to him.
His servant was dear to him.
He was about ready to die.
Yes.
But his faith, when he heard about Jesus, Jesus was entering into Capernaum, and he heard about Jesus, he decided to give it over to Jesus. Hallelujah. And when he did that, at the word of Jesus, his servant was made whole. And
amen.
We can trust him in the same manner, just being able to cast all our cares on him. Just give everything over to Jesus. And that, in that song it says, oh, what needless pains we bear, all because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. So let's learn to give it all over to Jesus. Whatever your problems are, Jesus can fix it. He has the power to speak the word. And it shall be done.
Amen.
My soul is stirred. I thank God for that precious word that came tonight. I want to encourage Evangelist May continue to preach the word of God. The word of God is being preached in its fullness. It's the unadulterated gospel of Jesus Christ that is forth over this gospel truth broadcast. And I thank God for you tuning in. And I believe God is blessing you. I thank God for the prayer, for his anointing. And we're just going to move on. And at this time, give way for other remarks, if there be any. God bless.
Turn it over to Jesus. He can work it out. Turn it over to Jesus. He can work it out. Turn it over to Jesus. He can work it out. He can work it out. I thank God for that beautiful message coming through Evangelist Maybell, saying to give it to Jesus. He can work it out. And Evangelist, I mean, begin to give a beautiful remarks. I just thank God for the word, Evangelist Maybell. You keep keep on preaching the word of God. Be very much encouraged.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God for those remarks coming through Evangelist Khadijah. Any other remarks? If not, we're going to turn the broadcast back over into the hands of Evangelist May. Stop there. Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for the remarks coming through Evangelist Hameen and Evangelist Khadijah. And we also thank the Lord for Evangelist Cynthia. We thank God for all who is on this broadcast and who have heard the word of God. We want to encourage you to continue hearing the word of God. The Bible says, "Hear, O Israel, and your soul shall live." So we thank God for this service on tonight. And at this time, if there's nothing else, I do want to say thank God. If anyone would like to receive a brand new King James Version of the Bible, you can call 856-304-7774 immediately after this broadcast, and we'll see that you get a Bible. We thank the Lord for all things. If there's nothing else.
Yes, I'm going to ask those of you that can get a word of prayer through to pray a special prayer for Mary Anderson. She's currently in the hospital.
Yes. Okay. She can be added. Well, she's on our prayer list, but we're going to pray a special prayer for her because we know God is able. He can work a miracle. He raised the dead, and he can work a miracle on her. So let us remember to pray for Mary. And we thank God for this broadcast. This concludes our service for tonight. We will be back on Sunday night at 7 p.m., Lord willing. Good night, and God bless you.